Now we come actually to that which is the, I think we could call it now, the last section of the book of Deuteronomy. It is the fourth and last. Requiem to Moses. We've come now to the end of this man's life. In fact, the Bible up to this point is written by Moses, and a great deal of it's been about him ever since the time they came out of the land of Egypt. For 40 years, he's been concerned with them. We've had his record of 120 years of his life. Now he's getting ready to die. And notice chapter 31, verse 1. And Moses went and spoke these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. Two things about him. He's getting old now. We all get old. Most of us are not going to make it to 120, and we'll do well if we make it to 80. I get so many letters from people from the age of 80 up to 100, however. I didn't realize there were so many. But that means that when we move up into that area, that we are no longer useful or vital as far as God's program is concerned. And the interesting thing here is Moses is not essential now to go over the Jordan River. In fact, God's made it very clear to him, Moses, you're not going over. You're not going over. And it was because actually of his disobedience, and he'll not be able to go over. He smote that rock twice when he should have spoken to it. And God says, you will not go over. He's not essential. A new leader will take them over. And God's made it clear he's not going to be the leader much longer. Now, verse 3, the Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee. Thou shalt possess them, and Joshua, he shall go over before thee as the Lord hath said. Now Moses did not pick Joshua. God picked him. He was God's chosen leader to succeed Moses. I do not know this, but I think if it had been left to Moses, that he probably would not have chosen Joshua. We'll see this when we get to Joshua. But actually, Caleb up to the time of the book of Joshua seems much more impressive than Joshua and seems to be more natural for him to be the leader. And then after all, Moses is human. Isn't he apt to pick one of his sons to succeed him? That's the way they did it down in Egypt for the Pharaohs, and he might be inclined to do that. God will pick now Joshua to lead them over the Jordan River. Moses is not essential. That has a great lesson for us, does it not? Well, it tells us that none of us are essential to God's program, friends. I think one of the things today that is a danger of some Christians is that they think that they're essential. I had a pastor say to me, he was getting up in years. He said to me, Brother McGee, I just can't retire. I'm so essential to this work. And that man since then, he died in harness. But very interesting thing is, he wasn't essential, friends, at all. The work prospered more after he died than it ever prospered before. None of us are essential at all. We may think we are. And when the time comes, we should step aside and let God raise up another leader. And that is the thing that Moses is having to do.